This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The fuqara, al muhajirin, and the people who enter Jannah. So that's how they will go in sequence, bi-idnillah, and then the umam and the nations after that, bi-idnillah. Wallahu a'lam, who will go first and who will go second. I cannot tell that. I cannot say. And if the ilm exists, it says ilm that I haven't reached. Now, any more questions? Yes. The intercession on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah is for the Anbiya, is for the Shuhada, is for the Salihin, is for the Malaika, and is for Ar-Rahman subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all this would be giving a shafa'ah. People, the mu'mineen, can do a shafa'ah for other mu'mineen bi-idnihi subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, any more questions? Yes. I know the Shaheed, but I don't know any authentic hadith concerning the message of the Quran. And I say authentic hadith. Now. In one of the ahadith, and I forgot the name of this man who was sitting in the majlis, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he said, in this companions of mine, in this group of people of mine, some of their tooth of their mouth would be greater in Jahannam than the mountain of Uhud. And only one of those people who was sitting, and subhanallah, وَمَا أَنْسَانِهُ إِلَّا الشَّيْطَانَ نَذْكُرَهُ هذا مما كسبت يداي ويعفو عن كثير. And I forgot the name of that man. That man was sent to Musaylamah al Kadhdhab as a messenger to warn him and give him, you know, fair warning that this is what he's claiming is incorrect. And when he went to Musaylamah al Kadhdhab, Musaylamah al Kadhdhab honored him and gave him wealth, and he joined him, and he apostated from this. And this is one of the people who Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam talked about. From that. And others that we don't know, like in the ulama, he said they are the first part of the hadith in some of the narration. يَقُولُ أَصْحَابِ أَصْحَابِ my companions. Another narration says, أُمَّتِ أُمَّتِ إِنَّهُم مِّن أُمَّتِ they are from my ummah. And this is, and Allah will say, or the voice will say, إِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي مَا أَحْدَثُ بَعْدًا فَأَقُولُ كَمَا قَالَ عَبْدُ الصَّالِحِ إِن تُعَذِّبُهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُهُ وَإِن تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ كَمَا فِي سُورَةِ الْمَائِدَةِ دَيْنُ سُورَةِ الْمَائِدَةِ. So the first, of course, أصحابي, أصحابي can only be the companion of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. The second narration says, أمتي أمتي. It can be anyone from the ummah of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Not necessarily that apostate, but they committed sin, because the sinners, they would not go to the house of Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم. A person from the people of Jahannam will not go to the help of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because if he drinks from this, he will never go thirst, and in Jahannam. Is there a shafa'a for the people, a Shia? One of my shuyukh, Jazakallah Khair, he taught me a lesson really. And he said, Akh Sa'id, يقول, ليس كل شيعي كافر وليس كل سني مسلم. He said, not every Shia is a kafir, and it's not every Sunni Muslim. Which means that everyone who claims that he's a Shia is out there in outright kafir. And that everyone who claims that he's a Sunni automatically Muslim. There are some innocent people from the Shia, don't know much about tashayyu, don't know what this group of people claiming about the Sahaba, claiming about Aisha especially, claiming about Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, claiming that the Qur'an is being tempered with and changed. They are innocent people, very simple people, don't know anything other than loving Allah and His Messenger and the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At the same time, juhala, ignorant of Islam. None of the ulama would ever say that person is a kafir. They would not say he is a kafir, but he would say he is a Muslim, was jahil. So those people, حسابهم على الله إن شاء غفر لهم وإن شاء عذبهم. Likewise, from Ahl al-Sunnah, those people who say we Ahl al-Sunnah, but they are grave worshippers. And worshipping a grave is a kufr. When Shaykh al-Albani, one of the people I was listening to, one of his tapes, he was very upset. And he said, look at this, you know, deviant group, you know, this Shia who are kuffar, and they say in the Adhan, after they say Muhammadur Rasulullah, they say Aliyun Waliyullah. And he said, ya Ibn, ya Wali, why are you upset? Don't the Muslims, when they call the Adhan at the end of the Salam, at the end of the Adhan, don't they say Sallallahu Ala Muhammad, and they do long dua for Rasulullah? He said, that is addition to Adhan. That's a bid'ah and this is a bid'ah. Both of them are bid'ah. So why this Sunni, who's adding that an end part to the Adhan is okay, but the Shia who's adding Ali is not okay? Both of them are rejected. مَنْ أَحْدَثَ فِي أَمْرٍ هَذَا مَا لَيْسَ مِنْهُ فَهُوَ وَرَدْ. So both of them are rejected. So for the Shia, as we said, not all of them are kuffar, and not all of the Ahl al-Sunnah are Muslim. So based on the person and understanding of that person. Now, yes. Sorry? Who are the people who will not be reckoned on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, would have no hisab? As far as I know, is, of course, we can say Ashara Mubashirin bil Jannah. Other than Ashara Mubashirin bil Jannah and the people of Ahl al Jannah, is Ukasha bin Muhsin. Is the man where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that people who will enter Jannah with no hisab. Ukasha radiyallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah, ud'u Allah an yaj'alani minhum. Ask Allah to make me among those people. Qala anta minhum, you are one of them. Another man is to say, Ya Rasulullah, ask Allah to make me one of them. Qala sabaqaka biha Ukasha. Ukasha won the reward, won the prize. Yaqul al-ulama, why didn't Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make dua for that person and say, you are from them? Some of them, they said, because his amal was not up to the level of Ukasha. So he will go through the judgment. Others, they said, no, Rasulullah was afraid that if he says, okay, you and others, what about me, Ya Rasulullah? What about me? Now the whole mercy would be Ukasha. So he wanted to close that door. Others, they say he was a munafiq. Ilmuha inda Allah, but Rasulullah did not make dua for that person. Now, which hadith? The answer is not, the question is not clear, maybe not up to, but when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala laughs at His servant, whether in the case of jihad or in the case of trial, if Allah laughs, and Allah means Allah smiles, Allah is pleased, or you know, this is a sign of acceptance. So that person, he gets the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's all I can say about this. In salah, why don't we, or person who is leading, let's not say Bismillah in Surah Al-Fatiha. Isn't Bismillah part of the Surah Al-Fatiha? If you go back to the beginning or the tafsir of Ibn Kathir, and especially the the tafsir of Ibn Kathir that has been authenticated by Al-Arnaut, you will see almost 70 pages of the beginning of the tafsir of Surah Al-Fatiha. Ibn Kathir, he is narrating or he's listing all the opinion of the ulama and what they said about is Bismillah ayah min kitabillah or is not from the Quran. Yani, is Bismillah ayah from the Fatiha or is not from the Fatiha? And of course, those who think Bismillah is ayah from Surah Al-Fatiha, like the Shawafi', they will definitely say out loud Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim before they recite the verse of the Fatiha. For the other ulama who believes that it's not part of the Fatiha, then they will not recite Bismillah out loud. However, they will recite silently or to themselves. In that book also, you will find a very powerful statement of someone of the ulama. And he said, if Bismillah, this ayah, was part of Surah Al-Fatiha, then there would be no khilaf among the ulama. It would not be khilaf. It would have been clear statement, and everybody would agree it's ayah. But since Bismillah is not part of the Quran, there's a khilaf. Because Allah يقول إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرِ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. So if one ayah is being, you know, confused about, then Allah, that means Allah did not protect the Quran. So according to them, they said, Bismillah is not part of the ayah, except in Surah An-Naml, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّهُ مِنَ السُّلَيْمَانِ وَإِنَّهُ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ. نعم. عليكم السلام. الدجال will be the condition of Dajjal on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah? Iblis or Dajjal? For Dajjal, I don't know anything that reports what would happen to him on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. But for the case of Iblis, other than in all the ayat, وَقَالَ قَرِينُ رَبَّنَا مَا أَضْغَيْتَ إِنَّهُ كَإِنَّ وَقَالَ قَرِينُ رَبَّنَا مَا أَضْغَيْتَ إِنَّهُ كَانَ إيش الآية يا إخوة؟ سورة the خطيب of أهل النار in جهنم كما في سورة إبراهيم. He will be خطيب of أهل النار كما في سورة إبراهيم. Inshallah. Last question. Allah barak fik. I have to agree with the brother, alhamdulillah. We don't take any thing from the Shia that is against the Quran and Sunnah. But as he said, the Shia, the Aqidah itself is corrupted. طيب, we will talk about some of the incident. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulihi al-Kareem. Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. We will talk about some of the incident where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got extremely angry and situation that happened. And sometimes we can relate to this situation because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a qudwa lana. And this is one of the time that I'm going to mention is the story of Ka'b bin Malik radiyallahu anhu. Ka'b bin Malik radiyallahu anhu. Wal hadith fi more of the books of the hadith, and you can find everywhere that you can imagine. Ka'b bin Malik radiyallahu anhu was one of the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of the righteous people, one of the mu'mineen, one of the muttaqeen. And let us Allah him to tell us exactly what happened. يقول عبد الله بن كعب بن مالك, I mean his son رضي الله ورحمه, his son is telling us, قال سمعت كعب بن مالك, he say I heard كعب بن مالك my father, you had this telling us with the day that he stayed behind from this, the battle of Tabuk. He said كعب رضي الله عنه, I never stayed behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in any of his expedition or ghazawat. And he said, and when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announced to the people that we are going to Tabuk, he said, that time, that particular time, I was well off. I have my mount, I was healthy, I was ready for jihad fi sabilillah, I was ready in every way. And he said, and I never stayed back, I always go with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, usually when he wants to go a certain direction, he would hide the information from the people and he would mislead the spies of the enemy, and he would tell them we're going the opposite direction. So if he wants to go east, he would say, I'm going west. If he wants to attack Mecca, he will say, I'm going to attack Ghatafan. Or if he wants, you know, he will always fool the enemies. He said, accept this situation, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew it was hot summer, and he knew that it was only few the Sahaba can get ready. I mean, the source was very limited, so he wanted the people to get ready for this war, and the desert that they will cross will be very, very long. Desert or big desert, and the journey would be very long. So he said, the Sahaba of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they got ready, and I was also saying to myself, you know, I'll get ready tomorrow or the day after tomorrow. It's not a big deal. He said, until I realized that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left. And I say to myself, it's not a big deal. My mount is healthy and strong. I can catch up with them a day or after. And I say, ya walaytani fa'alt, and I wish if I did this, but I didn't. And day after day, I realized now I can never catch up with him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I got up one of those days, and I realized, and I looked around, and the people in Medina, قال, either he's a munafiq, known for his nifaq, or miskin, ضعيف, did not have the mount, because the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, people will come say, Ya Rasulullah, none. And then they will go back weeping and cries, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is stated in the Quran. So he said, I realized the people who left behind are those people who had excused, or the munafiqeen, or a person who was giving the authority to lead. He said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not miss me until we got, or the sahaba got to Tabuk. When they got, they reached Tabuk, qala nabiyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma fa'ala Ka'b bin Malik? What did Ka'b bin Malik do? And a man from Bani Salama, he volunteered, and he said, Ya Rasulullah, the man was so pleased. worst that you could say. Ya Rasulullah, wallahi, we faradahum wa isha adhabahum. Likewise, from Ahlul Sunnah, those people who say we Ahlul Sunnah, but they're grave worshippers. And worshipping a grave is a kufr. When Shaykh Al-Albani, one of the people I was listening to, one of his tapes, he was very upset. And he said, look at this, you know, deviant group, you know, this Shia who are kuffar, and they say in the adhan, after they say Muhammadur Rasulullah, they say Aliyun Waliyullah. And he said, Ya Ibn, why are you upset? Don't the Muslims, when they call the adhan at the end of the salam, at the end of the adhan, don't they say Sallallahu ala Muhammad, and they do long dua for Rasulullah? He said, that is addition to adhan. That's a bid'ah and this is a bid'ah. Both of them are bid'ah. So why this Sunni who's adding that an end part to the adhan is okay, but the Shia who's adding Ali is not okay? Both of them are rejected. مَنْ أَحْدَثَ فِي أَمْرٍ هَذَا مَا لَيْسَ مِنْهُ فَهُوَرَدْ. So both of them are rejected. So for the Shia, as we said, not all of them are kuffar, and not all of the Ahl Sunnah are Muslim. So based on the person and understanding of that person. Now, yes. Sorry? Who are the people who will not be reckoned on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, would have no hisab? As far as I know, is, of course, we can say Ashara Mubashirin bil Jannah. Other than Ashara Mubashirin bil Jannah and the people of Ahl al-Jannah, is Ukasha bin Muhsin. He's the man where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that people who will enter Jannah with no hisab. Ukasha radiyallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah, ud'u Allah an yaj'alani minhum. Ask Allah to make me among those people. قَالَ أَنْتَ مِنْهُمْ. You are one of them. Another man is to say, Ya Rasulullah, ask Allah to make me one of them. قَالَ سَبَقَكَ بِهَا عُكَاشَ. عُكَاشَ won the reward, won the prize. يقول العلماء, why didn't Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make dua for that person and say, you are from them? Some of them, they said, because his amal was not up to the level of عُكَاشَ. So he will go through the judgment. Others, they said, no, Rasulullah was afraid that if he says, okay, you and others, what about me, Ya Rasulullah? What about me? Now the whole mercy would be Ukasha. So he wanted to close that door. Others, they say he was a munafiq. Ilmuha inda Allah, but Rasulullah did not make dua for that person. Naam. Which hadith? The question is not clear, maybe not up to, but when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala laughs at his servant, whether in the case of jihad or in the case of trial, if Allah laughs, and Allah means Allah smiles, Allah is pleased, or you know, this is a sign of acceptance. So that person, he gets the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's all I can say about this. In Salah, why don't we, or person who is leading, let's not say Bismillah in Surah Al-Fatiha. Isn't Bismillah part of the Surah Al-Fatiha? If you go back to the beginning or the tafsir of Ibn Kathir, and especially the tafsir ibn Kathir that has been authenticated by Al-Arnaut, you will see almost 70 pages of the beginning of the tafsir of Surah Al-Fatiha. Ibn Kathir, he is narrating, or he's listing all the opinion of the ulama and what they said about is Bismillah ayah min kitabillah or is not from the Quran. Yani, is Bismillah ayah from the Fatiha or is not from the Fatiha? And of course, those who think Bismillah is ayah from Surah Al-Fatiha, like the Shawafi', they will definitely say out loud Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim before they recite the verse of the Fatiha. For the other ulama who believes that it's not part of the Fatiha, then they will not recite Bismillah out loud. However, they will recite silently or to themselves. In that book also, you will find a very powerful statement of someone of the ulama. And he said, if Bismillah, this ayah, was part of Surah Al-Fatiha, then there would be no khilaf among the ulama. It would not be khilaf. It would have been clear statement, and everybody would agree it's ayah. But since Bismillah is not part of the Quran, there's a khilaf. Because Allah يقول إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرِ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. So if one ayah is being, you know, confused about, then Allah, that means Allah did not protect the Quran. So according to them, they said, Bismillah is not part of the ayah, except in Surah An-Naml, when Allah, in the Quran, part of the Quran, except Surah An-Naml, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّهُ مِنَ السُّلَيْمَانِ إِنَّهُ مِنَ السُّلَيْمَانِ وَإِنَّهُ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ. نعم. عليكم السلام. الدجال will be the condition of Dajjal on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah? Iblis or Dajjal? For Dajjal, I don't know anything that reports what would happen to him on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. But for the case of Iblis, other than in all the ayat, وَقَالَ قَرِينُ رَبَّنَا مَا أَضْغَيْتَ إِنَّهُ كَانَ وَقَالَ قَرِينُ رَبَّنَا مَا أَضْغَيْتَ إِنَّهُ كَانَ إيش الآية يا إخوة؟ سورة the خطيب of أهل النار من جهنم كما في سورة إبراهيم. He will be خطيب of أهل النار كما في سورة إبراهيم. إن شاء الله. Last question. Allah Barak Fik. I have to agree with the brother, Alhamdulillah. We don't take any thing from the Shia that is against the Quran and Sunnah. But as he said, the Shia, the Aqidah itself is corrupted. طيب, we will talk about some of the incident. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulihi al-Kareem. Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. We will talk about some of the incident where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got extremely angry and situation that happened. And sometimes we can relate to this situation because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a qudwa lana. And this is one of the time that I'm going to mention is the story of Ka'b bin Malik radiyallahu anhu. Ka'b bin Malik radiyallahu anhu. Wal hadith fi most of the books of the hadith, and you can find everywhere that you can imagine. Ka'b ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu was one of the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of the righteous people, one of the mu'mineen, one of the muttaqeen. And let us Allah him to tell us exactly what happened. يقول عبد الله بن كعب بن مالك, I mean his son رضي الله ورحمه, his son is telling us, قال سمعت كعب بن مالك, he say I heard كعب بن مالك my father, you had this telling us with the day that he stayed behind from this, the battle of Tabuk. He said كعب رضي الله عنه I never stayed behind Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم in any of his expedition or غزوات. And he said, and when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announced to the people that we are going to Tabuk, he said, that time, that particular time, I was well off. I have my mount, I was healthy, I was ready for jihad fi sabilillah, I was ready in every way. And he said, and I never stayed back, I always go with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, usually, when he wants to go a certain direction, he would hide the information from the people, and he would mislead the spies of the enemy, the spies of the enemies, and he would tell them we're going the opposite direction. So if he wants to go east, he would say, I'm going west. If he wants to attack Mecca, he would say, I'm going to attack Ghatafan. Or if he wants, you know, he would always fool the enemies. He said, accept this situation, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew it was hot summer, and he knew that it was only few the Sahaba can get ready. I mean, the source was very limited, so he wanted the people to get ready for this war, and the desert that they would cross would be very, very long desert, or big desert, and the journey would be very long. So he said, the Sahaba of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they got ready, and I was also saying to myself, you know, I'll get ready tomorrow or the day after tomorrow. It's not a big deal. He said, until I realized that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left. And I say to myself, it's not a big deal. My mount is healthy and strong. I can catch up with them a day or after. And I say, ya walaytani fa'alt, and I wish if I did this, but I didn't. And day after day, I realized now I can never catch up with him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I got up one of those days, and I realized, and I looked around, and the people in Medina, قال, either he's a munafiq, known for his nifaq, or miskeen, ضعيف, did not have the mount, because the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, people will come say, Ya Rasulullah, none. And then they will go back weeping and cry, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in the Quran. So he said, I realized the people who left behind are those people who had excuses, or the munafiqeen, or a person who was giving the authority to lead. He said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not miss me until we got, or the Sahaba got to Tabuk. When they got, they reached Tabuk, قَالَ النَّبِيُّ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَا فَعَلَ كَعْبُ مِنُ مَالِكُ. What did كَعْبُ مِنُ مَالِكُ do? And a man from Bani Salama, he volunteered, and he said, Ya Rasulullah, the man was so pleased. Worst that you could say. Ya Rasulullah, wallahi,